In the Chavos, if you have Mechas, you're talking to come out of Shabbos, and like the Shabbos, right, it's going to be out. And Mechas, it was set up in a fashion that there was an input of hot water into the Mechas was stopped up on Shabbos, and it opened up on Motzei Shabbos, and if you use the Motzei Shabbos immediately, since the water wasn't heated up on Shabbos. I'm late talking to come out of the Shabbos, if they left these holes open, which caused the water to be constantly heated on Shabbos, then so the water is being heated up on Shabbos because there's a concern that if you do so, you may stir up the kovos to get it hotter. And since you did it in Isra on Shabbos, and now you use the Moshe Shabbos up to the amount of time it takes to warm it up on Moshe Shabbos. If you'd be also the konas of mechas afil azia on Shabbos, and now they're going to bathhouse, and if you're just going to sweat and not going to the water. Even to go into it, if you're not going to stay there long enough to sweat, but just to go into the areas which you potentially can sweat in, that itself is also, even if Kavanah was not to sweat. If a person goes into the bathhouse on Shabbos or to the mikvah, he shouldn't stay there long enough time to sweat, work up the sweat over there. He should go in and go out and sweat. Here she is, town which is inhabited by Jews and non-Jews, and they have a bathhouse that is open on Shabbos. The rule is that the majority of the people are not Jews. We assume the one who is running the bathhouse is running it primarily for them, and therefore it is acceptable because it wasn't set up for Jews. But if even 50% are Jews, then we say that his mind was he was heating up also for the Jews, and since he heated up for Jews, on Shabbos, you have to wait after Shabbos, the amount of time it takes to heat it up. Shinchub Zayin, Sefar, Tachoshev, and Mosna, Lo Yisrael, Shemin, Bechoymet. Person has some pain in his abdomen area, and he should not smear it with oil and vinegar, because that was something used for medicinal purposes, and like any medicine is also, it is also also. Just for minor aches and pains, there's no hesitation to do this. But to put just oil on is permitted because in those days people would anoint themselves with oil. Very fancy, expensive oil. People use it only for medicinal purposes, yet you cannot use because it's clear you're doing it for medicinal purposes, not just for smearing yourself with oil. But it's in a place that even healthy people use this oil. And it's acceptable to put that oil on, even though your kavanah is for before. Because anything which is an act, which is not defined as an act of before, you can do it even though it will have the benefit of before. And therefore, the Ramah says, "Lachurma also, b'machum she'ein ogim also b'shemen, gimer before." And nowadays, people don't smear oil on themselves unless it's for medicinal purposes. Then b'chol shemen also. Then it comes all the way around. It's lachurma. Any type of oil is also to put on different types of conditions, skin conditions that he has, because it's clear that you're doing it for medicinal purposes. One is allowed to smear his body with shem and then afterwards work the skin in that area. If he does it, he can do it if he does it with the shinui, which is he puts on the oil and while he's putting it on, he's also working with his skin. And when you're doing it, you should also not work the skin in a very vigorous fashion. That's a food in the chol.